Imagine a place where one person finds the car of your dreams and handles the entire process. VIP Motor Cars sales and concierge services tailored exclusively to you, no matter what you drive. VIPMotorCars.net.
This is the Michael Irvin Show. It's Game Plan Wednesday. News out there for you. Michael Crabtree from Texas Tech. He has signed with the 49ers. Braylon Edwards has moved to the Jets. I want to ask Woody about these things. And in baseball last night, a very good baseball game. The Twins qualified for the playoffs with a 6-5 win over the Detroit Tigers last night. But the Kansas City Chiefs are up this weekend for the 2-2 Cowboys. And joining us now on Game Plan Wednesday, as he does every Wednesday, the Woodman, Darren Woodson.
What's going on, fellas?
How you doing, Darren?
Woody?
Michael's
why
not.
Why are you so excited, Nate?
It's just Woody, just for me to have a chance to sit in Michael Irvin's seat, a first-round pick Hall of Famer, man, out of UM, then to be able to talk to another guy who's on his way, man. I'm excited. Did you see Michael dance last night?
Did you see that? How'd
he
go? How'd he do?
He made it. Kevin will give you the
well, on Monday night. He danced on Monday night. It was it was pitiful, Woody. And what did I say yesterday? It was like a bag of rocks with shoes under it. That's what he looked like. But last night he was in the bottom two. And
he's always in the bottom.
Yeah. Well, the first week he was in the bottom two, and then he had a comeback. And then last night he regressed, and he was in the bottom two. And then he, thank goodness, he was up against a woman that apparently no one in the country likes, and she didn't get enough votes. And she went out. She went out, and Michael survived another week, and I know he wasn't happy.
Woody, you want the truth of this thing?
Man, give it the truth,
man. Mike was so stressed that he called Mark Freeman late last night and said, man, I can't make it tomorrow. I just need to take a day off. It almost ruined. The playmaker, the guy we know to make all those big plays for the Dallas Cowboys, let this dance and stress him so bad.
This is ruining him, man.
Yeah, they say he's in a coma. They called the local hotel and found out he was in a coma. They had to bust the door down. He's in there sleep.
He had a stroke last night.
And the net result is it's Game Plan Wednesday on the Michael Irvin Show. Without Michael Irvin, but we've got the three of us here. Now, the Kansas City Chiefs, wow. This team, I'd say they were struggling, but it's a lot worse than that. Their rushing offense is 19th in the league. Their pass offense is brutal. They're 29th in the league. They're near the bottom in a whole lot of categories, but they seem to be, statistically, they seem to be improving game by game. What's your thoughts on this?
When you play the Giants, man, it's going to be hard to match up with the Giants, and that was their last game. So you basically try to measure them against their last opponent. But, this team is still giving up 28 points a game. They got a couple playmakers on defense. Tamba Ali is a guy on the outside as far as a defensive end who could possibly give Flozell, a long day. He's going to bring some pressure, and if Flozell's not on top of his game, it could be interesting there. But then, when you look at this team defensively, they're running a 3-4 defense. Clancy Pendergast was the coordinator with the Arizona Cardinals last year. Now he's a coordinator with the Kansas City Chiefs. He knows this personnel. Being here with the Dallas Cowboys and then going to Arizona and then now Kansas City, he knows this Cowboys personnel. And the one thing you saw last year when he was with the Arizona Cardinals, is they brought a lot of pressure from different angles against Tony Romo, and they kept him in the pocket. They didn't let him get out to the outside on the perimeter of the defense. So they're going to do some of the similar things. And I know Clancy personally, he's going to want to make sure that Romo has pressure in his face. And I think that's one of the problems that the Cowboys have had the last couple of weeks is, teams are bringing five, sometimes six-man pressure, and they're getting pressure up the middle in Romo's face. And if that occurs and he struggles at Arrowhead Stadium, man, it's going to be up to this defense to carry him.
So what are you saying? That in this case here, Tony's not being able to read or identify what's happening? So
when you're on the road, Nate, and playing in Denver or playing in Arrowhead Stadium, the crowd's going to get loud. There's going to be a ton of distractions. And if he can't find that guy that's coming on the blitz, last week it was an outside blitzer that he didn't recognize, he didn't see coming until the end, and then a guy caught him on the blind side. But I thought that was Tony's fault. He has to recognize where the blitz is coming from, and then get knowing that it's the furthest guy away, that guy's going to be free. He has to get the ball out of his hands and know when to get the ball out of his hands and know where the guy's coming from. So I think that's a little frustrating as far as, you know, where he is and his growth as a quarterback.
So now we have to move the pocket. It would be safe to say let's get Tony outside the pocket. What do we do here?
Well, I think, the one thing is it's about him mentally being prepared for the game and understanding where it's coming from. I'm not sure if you have to move him out of the pocket. I think you allow him to be comfortable where he is, but he just has to recognize, not only him, but the offensive line has to recognize and be on the same page as far as, and the wide receivers and tight ends have to be on the same page as far as who's going to be hot, recognizing where the pressure's coming from, and then making quick decisions with the football. You know, you can't sit back there that long and not know that someone's going to be coming, bringing pressure when you got a defensive tackle popping out or a defensive end or linebacker popping out. Somebody else is coming from a different end, so he has to recognize those type of things.
And Darren Woodson here on Game Plan Wednesday on the Michael Irvin Show. You just made a statement about growth as a quarterback, and it appears on some level that Tony might be regressing, and also that mentally, emotionally, whatever you want to say, that he may be having some problems. I'd love to get your thoughts on the play calling at the end of the Denver game and this whole thing about not knowing what down it is. How do you feel about
it? That would totally surprised me if he didn't know what down it was. I mean, going into that, I think I know for sure he called two plays in the huddle. And if you're going to go as a quarterback, especially as a franchise quarterback, you better know that it's two downs. It's third and fourth down. And I saw him call a couple plays in the huddle, so I'm thinking for sure he knew that it was fourth down. I think the one thing that I didn't like about the decision making was, you have Sam Hurd, who's your fourth, fifth receiver, going against a 9-time Pro Bowler in Champ Bailey. I mean, the decision-making when you come out and you see who he's lined up against, especially, and he's pressed up against, Champ, the decision is usually go away from this guy and let's find Andre Goodson on the other side. And Miles Austin beat Goodson on the other side. It's almost a no-brainer that you stay away from the hot guy and go to the guy you think you can get beat. And, they didn't. They won at Champ Bailey.
How do you explain that, Darren?
You can't explain it. I mean, I can't, when I was watching the game, I thought, okay, well, Goodson's going to get his hands full. He's going to have his hands full these next two plays. So, they snapped the ball. They look right at Champ. I just could not believe they're throwing at Champ Bailey. And they threw at him early in the game. But when, it's late in the game, he's already intercepted one pass. You want to stay away from a guy like that. You want to, in those situations, you want to go to the weakest guy. And the weakest link was Andre Goodson.
Woody, now we're moving forward here. Now, my thing is, I know that we should run the ball against Kansas City. I know we should just grind them up, play great defense. But this is a game I say that we should fix Tony Romo. We should find ways to get the ball out of his hands quick, get this guy's momentum going, get his confidence up. I mean, how do you see us attacking
Kansas City? It's hard right now because, one thing that they're missing, they're missing Felix Jones. You're missing that big hitter as far as the offense is concerned. Marion Barber's still banged up. I don't know if he's running on one leg or, what his status will be this week. And then Roy Williams, he's possibly out this week. So, you're losing one of your best players on offense. So it's right now, can you run the ball against Kansas City with Tashard Choice? Yeah, I think you can run it. But I think you really have to limit the game plan this week if you don't have Roy Williams on the outside. You really have to dink and dunk and think about just trying to move the chains. And I just don't think it's a game that right now you can look at and say, okay, we're going to take our shots down the field with Miles Austin and Sam Hurd if Roy's not playing. I think you really have to figure out, run the quick slants, get Jason Witten involved early in this game, and then keep it a close game in the first half and then hopefully win it in the third and fourth quarter. I mean, This is not good, but this is not going to be a blowout, Nate.
But we're not good at close games, Woody. Go back in history. We're not good. Every game within 7 points, we lose.
But you got to expect what's really going to happen. The reality is, they're not going to blow this team out. That's the reality. They don't have enough big time playmakers offensively. If Miles Austin gets hot this week, okay, yeah, I'll give you that matchup against Flowers on the outside. But if Miles Austin is not hot this week, who's your big run? Who's your big hitter? You don't have one. Roy's not out there. Felix Jones is not out there. Marion Barber may not be out there. You don't have a go-to guy. You got to understand the game plan is going to be, hey, listen, we got to smash mouth, play smash mouth football this week, and then hopefully win in the fourth quarter. That's the realistic way to look at this game this week.
It is. And that's a scary thought there, Woody. You're depressing us. I got to let you go now because I'm about ready to start crying.
Don't ever give up, Woody.
You've indicated that we might lose this game.
Yeah, I would not. It would not surprise.
No, that's enough, Woody.
It wouldn't surprise.
We've had enough. Thank you, Woody.
Thanks, bro.
All right. Three-time Super Bowl champion. Great guy. He's right. Darren Woodson on the Michael Irvin Show. Up next, is Tony the guy, or is it maybe time for a change? Just temporarily. That next on the Michael Irvin Show.